So, take your chair, please. verwarring al om hier, maar het wordt ietsje zachter, maar daar hebben wij geen last van. En komt geloof ik iets met Terribili of zo, ik weet niet. Ze wachten het even rustig af. Het gaat zich aan de andere kant afspelen of zo, geloof ik.
Be another one, huh? After.
I stay connected, but I don't know what's going on now, so I'm trying to give myself some freedom.
Yeah.
That's awesome. We connect later.
5 minutes.
Yeah. 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 Toespraak of zo.
C'è sempre uno che si arrabbia.
Zometeen gaat er iemand. Wacht zo even.
Thank you.
Thunder is in your send me a lightning. Speak, say, never seen he mother of the muses and of revenge. Protect me, Gia, mother of eternal nurse, mother of the night and the nefarious dreams. Answer me, gods of the underworld. Hear me, hear the cave. The oracle spoke. I will become a bitch. I will buy my revenge like a bitch. I will be a rabid bitch without purpose. Men will stone me. Like a bitch, I will buy the stones. Persecuted, I will climb into the mast of the ship that will bring me into exile, and I will fall into the sea. I will die like a bitch. When I was still queen, like a hot bitch in the king's bed, my vagina received all the sperm so that my womb could conceive human flesh. Since I had awareness of my body, I knew that I would be a carving machine. When the king gathered me for his crown, I assumed the fate of giving birth to a whole dynasty. How many children did I give him? 14, 20, 25, they say. So much blood created my blood. So much milk flowed from my breasts. How many kisses my lips gave. How many caresses my hands. I much warmed my arms. And how many tears shed my eyes to cry so many dead. Oh, me! The corpses of three generations deceived me. More than twice the fingers of my hands reached to life. This bitch who knew how to give life was also the bitch who knew how to give death. Oh, me! The gods were not merciful with me. They did not save me from any pain, not from one single humiliation. Hector, my son, my hero, he so brave taming horses that even his wife was riding astride him to enjoy him. He so brave, so soldier, he didn't hear my pleas. I begged him not to answer the challenge of the weak Achilles, not to go and fight on the battlefield. But the honor of the soldier is stronger than the love of the son. I said to him, Achilles is impetuous, spiteful, violent. But it was useless. He carried the shadow of death in his eyes. I insisted, my son, have mercy on me. Remember when I was breastfeeding you to come you crying. The men will kill you, the dogs will devour you, and I won't be able to cry for you. Nor did he listen to his wife's pleas. He replied that he should go to his destiny. She knew that he would not come back alive. Women always know. He did not give up war, not even when he said goodbye to his beloved son, who in the arms of his mother was scared the child was afraid of the bronze, of the weapons, of the dust and blood that covered them, the shield, the helmet, a formidable tuft of horses, men that adorned it. But he went to the battle, and the dam Achilles hunted him and killed him viciously and dragged him tied war chariot before our eyes, and I saw how his precious blood mixed with the dust, and how his beautiful body was torn against the stones. That night, his father, the king, brought in his arms the corpse to the palace to wash him and to pay him funeral honors. For 9 days, we carried firewood to raise the pyre, and on the 10th, we set fire to it. And now, your divine ashes rest here. That's all I've left of you. Ashes. Is we gone drunk? So how an invading soldier dismembered the baby against the wall and threw him down the tallest tower. Poor grandson, his only fault was being his father's son. And also Cassandra, my obsessive daughter, my visionary daughter, she was a ward of Agamemnon. He took her to his palace as his concubine, and there she was slaughtered like a goat by his evil wife, the incestuosa Clytemnestra. And my poor son, Polydorus, betrayed by the ambitious and cruel Polymestus, thrown alive into the sea from the walls of Thracia. But I was more cruel than Polymestus. I attracted him to my tent with his two sons, and while my slaves were holding him by force with my hands, I slaughtered his children before his eyes. And so that he would always keep that hideous memory, with my fingers I poked his eyes out of the orbits and I ate them. And I let him live, so that in the dark of blindness he would always keep the memory of his dead children. And my other son, Paris, fall from before birth. It was an omen of disgrace. When he was still in my womb, I dreamt that they gave birth to a burning torch, and that this torch slowly burned Troy. The priests advised his death to save the city. They brought him to the mountain to be eaten by the beasts. But he stubbornly survived. And he challenged the goddesses to a beauty contest. He handed the trophy, the golden apple, to the goddess Aphrodite. And the goddess gave him as reward the love of Helena, wife to Menelaus. He didn't suspect, he didn't think that it was a poisoned trophy that would dare, he would brought us ruin, that her husband Menelaus and his brother, the mighty king warrior Agamemnon, will come to rescue her with the other kings and generals and their numerous armies, to avenge her honor, to occupy her land, to rape our women, to kill our men, to steal our riches, to reduce us to slavery. Paris, the most beautiful of my children, the stupidest and the coolest. The only sensible thing he did was to kill Achilles. And that only because the gods helped him. Ah, Achilles, oh, if Tony had fled, I would have torn your body, and I would have torn your liver, and I would have thrown it, spit it. Even his shadow cries out for revenge. The shadow of Achilles was wandering among the soldiers, asking for a blood sacrifice. They could have sacrificed an ox, but no! Agamemnon, the co-commander-in-chief, had a revelation in a dream. My daughter Polyxena should be the victim. The cheater, Odysseus, came to the palace to claim her. And Neoptolem, Achilles' son, had the honor of slaughtering my daughter Polyxena on the burial mound of his noble and dead father. Shadow, Nemesis, may his shadow never rest! So, Agamemnon and the generals, they decided freely. They freely choose blood from my blood to quench the thirst of revenge of a shadow. His man shadow never rest. What right did they have to choose freely? There is no freedom. There is no single free man. Men are always slaves. My slaves. Slaves of their people, slaves of their history, of destiny, of their laws written by themselves. The soldiers are coming. They will take me to exile. Hector, most beloved son, you will return to my body. I will take you in me, and nobody will know where you are. Nobody will dishonor your memory. The beach, it's the ashes of a dead puppies. For each dead, a handful. For each of my children. For my grandson. For my king. For my subjects. For each anonymous and nobody of this senseless war. Like all wars. Slaves, come to me. Once I was your queen. Now I'm a poor old woman, a slave like you. Now I will follow you like a sweet bitch. What do the gods have won from me? I have already given you everything, and everything was taken by the damn war. Wars are made by men. They are won by men. And men lose them. But women suffer them. Come, women. Let's cry our dead. Let's howl together. Howl! 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 Trojans, cry! How will me? How will the Agamemnon? Trojans! Unfortunately, he's not, cannot be here. He passed some time ago, but still we did a great work together. And this is the whole text, if you're interested. And so thank you for coming, and thank you for being part of this beautiful festival.
Yeah.
adesso.
Mi dà razzo?
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Luca.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
at 7. Sorry, it's a bit messy, but
no worries.
You've been already before?
Yeah, first time.
Today is the last day with the events. Yeah, the shows till Tuesday. Tuesday at 5 you can see the show, but the festival finished today. That's with this kind of events. You doing enough, sir?
Yeah.
A great one.
Yeah, thank you.
I was too. I was like a meeting.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I played saxophone in many artists.
Oh, wow.
Before in Italy, then in other songs I play with Spine Music, I play with Polky Donch, with the tour, Caribbean, Curaçao, Aruba. Where are you
from? Originally Torino.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do, so
yeah.
Don Docci.
Yeah.
MC. But then when we did the tour in Aruba, he had a problem, they sent him back to Suriname, then he came to Aruba from Suriname, we did a concert in Aruba in the Italian one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good, yeah. Nice. 2009. Yeah, we are the number one in the reggae chart.
Really?
Yeah, Sensimilla, a song, Compiamento, Olchi Donchi, yeah. Because it was censored, no?
Yeah.
I only joined in Compiamento, you cannot say, so in the radio, I roll up, and it was, wow, super hit. Ma sì, la ricordi il studio con due rooms, con due recording rooms in nord.
Oh wow, ok. Yeah. Great. So you before bands or artists?
Before I was recording bands, when about, I was in the record.
Yeah.
And now, yeah, since 10 years I've been working as a but now this is back to back, little bit of the music together with this. I like
it. Yeah.
Very difficult, a lot of things.
Yeah.
But your voice is great.
Luister, we staan hier met, hoe heet jij eigenlijk?
Rivalino.
Rivalino?
Ja.
En jij gaat zo spelen hier?
Klopt, ja.
En wat ga je spelen? Wat doe jij?
Ik ga gewoon een set spelen van eigen nummers en een paar covers. Uh-huh. Een beetje een mix tussen soul, funk, reggae, hip-hop. Uh-huh. En gewoon nummers met een boodschap, weet je wel.
Ja.
Die een beetje aansluiten bij het thema van vandaag.
Ja, ja, het is wel een heftig dagje vandaag,
ja.
Wat betreft de boodschap.
Ja, maar het is belangrijk dat het wordt verteld, weet je wel.
Ja,
want de wereld staat in brand, om het zo maar te zeggen.
Ja.
En we moeten toch zeg maar gaan blussen met vrede, laat ik het zo zeggen.
Ja. Ik dacht, we moeten vuur met vuur bestrijden. En het vuur is het vuur van de menselijkheid.
Ja. Kan ook, zo kan je het ook bekijken, ja, zeker.
Ja, en daarom is dit ook zo'n goede plek. Omdat hier het vuur goed brandend kunnen houden.
Jawel, ja. Het vuur zeg maar gewoon van eenheid,
ja.
Vrede, compassie, liefde.
Ja.
Ja,
ja en weerstand tegen een opgelegde realiteit die helemaal niet
of zo hoeft te zijn.
Echt is of zo.
Nee, klopt.
Ja.
Ja. Ja, het doel is waar je zeg maar gewoon oké mee bent, weet je. Ik bedoel, er gebeurt gewoon meerdere plekken op de wereld gebeuren er gewoon hele heftige dingen.
Ja.
En ja, als wij zeg maar niet onze stem laten horen, dan gaan mensen niet blijven denken dat het normaal is. Maar het is niet normaal, weet je.
Ja.
Mensen worden onderdrukt, afgeslacht.
Ja.
En in de naam van zelfverdediging, ja, gaat er bij mij niet in.
Wil je nog iets vertellen verder wat je doet?
Nou ja, gewoon, mijn naam is Black Rockstar als artiest.
Oh, ja.
Mensen kunnen me op blackrockstar.com vinden.
Ja.
Door de wees dagelijks werk ik veel met jongeren in de gevangenis.
Oh, okay.
Om zijn talenten op ontdekken en ontwikkelen. Ik doe veel met muziek. Maken tracks, produceren beats. En we richten ons op ondernemerschap. En een positieve impact maken in de maatschappij. Met hun talenten. Voor de rest schrijf ik ook boeken. Breng muziek uit. Dus mensen kunnen gewoon me onder Black Rockstar vinden op, YouTube, Spotify. Als ze geïnteresseerd zijn.
Drukbaasje?
Jawel, ja.
Heb jij ook iets te maken, want ze hebben hier binnenkort ook een soort Suriname ding of zo?
Ik zag het toevallig liggen, ja. Ik heb er nog niks mee te maken.
Ook als Surinaamse vlag op
je borst, ik ben Surinaams, dus ik heb er nog niks mee te maken. Maar wie weet, als het, als het past bij mijn agenda, kan het altijd.
Ja. Nou, we zullen zien, ja.
Ja, toch?
Ja, ik hoop dat je lekker speelt zo.
Ja, top. Dankjewel voor het interview.
Ja, dankjewel.
Jo.
Ja, dat was Black Rockstar. Die gaat zo spelen, dus...